Forward. We're on Daf Lamed, Ahmed Aleph, at about 12 lines or something from the bottom by the two dots. Okay, Maschilin Ba'arimas Hateven. You can, so it says in the Mishnah, you can take from your haystack on Yom Tov. So Amar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, Zois Omeres, says Rav Kahana. This is to say, if you analyze this Mishnah, is Maschilin Ba'oitzah. You can start taking out of your oitzah, your storeroom, your machzan, tekhila, right? So let's look at Rashi over here, because this is an important halachic term, oitzah, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So if you look, it's four lines down from the bottom. It says, what's an oitzah? An oitzah is bedovah ha'otzor, it's something that you store away, right, for a long time. Shehaya Muksul Oitzro, he puts it, you know, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, into his storehouse. Lazman Oroch, for a long time. Yeah. Kahai Gavna, to Stamu Oitzro Oitzro Lubehema. Okay, fine, he's just saying, sometimes you, like, basically you store food away for a long time, or wood away for a long time. So there's a question about that, because you don't intend to use it right now, so maybe it's Muksa. So this is the machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we say it's Muksa, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we say it's not Muksa. We see over here that he's taken out from his haystack, that's what I was looking for, his haystack, and we learn to do it. So says the Gemara, Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Shimon, he delays Lay Muksa, he doesn't hold with Muksa. Because over here, this will be a Muksa, Machmas Oitza, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Muksa. So, but the problem is, aim a sefer. I'll quote to you the sefer. It says, you can't take about loy ba'etzim shemuk, so you can't take out from the wood from your wood yard at the back of your house. Which sounds also that that's where you store your wood. Yeah, asked on the Rabbi Yehuda. The Islay Muksa, that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda who holds with Muksa, because you put it out of there to store it for a long time. So what's going on? Basically, we've got a contradiction between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah. The Reish sounds like Rabbi Shimon, the Seif sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. So, answer the Gemara no. Right? It really is Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah? And Hacha in the Sefer is to, why is it Muksa? Right? Even according to Rabbi Shimon. So this is one of the exceptions. So we're going, right? Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold with Muksa, but in this case he does. Right? This is talking about RZ. It's talking about cedar trees. You have Ashuchi and also Ashuchi, which are female cedar trees, Askinon, right? The Muksa Machmas Chesrun Kis. Because this over here, Rabbi Shimon agrees with Muksa Machmas Chesrun Kis. But Afilu Rabbi Shimon Moida. So why are these Muksa Machmas Chesrun Kis? Let's look at Rashi, right? With three lines up for the bottom, Arziva Ashuchi. Ein Odom. Mesiko is on, right? A person does not mesik means he doesn't ignite them, right? Why? De oimdim the binyan. This kind of wood, it's good, strong wood. It's used for building with, meaning beams. These things are big beams, yeah. And you're not gonna, it's gonna work. They're expensive, yeah. And you're not gonna
waste them for fire.
It's a waste. So therefore, that's why he's for sure, there's no plan B over here or whatever, however you learn the Peshat is, but basically this is Muksa. Okay, now, back to the Gemara. Ikad Amasni, some people teach the statement of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was talking on the Mishnah. La Sefer, that Rav Kahana said on the Sefer of the Mishnah, right, quoting the Sefer of the Mishnah, about Loi Be'etzim Shem Muksa. You can't take from the Eitzim in the Muksa, you can't take from the wood from your wood yard, okay, because they're stored away. So Amar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, yeah, Zoysu Neres, this is to say, this is Mishnah, Ein Maschil Leboitza, you cannot start and take from your storage house, Tzachila, which is, right, so Mani, and who's that? It's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. So it depends where your starting point is, right? If you like analyze the Mishnah, basically Rav Kahana, according to the first Mishnah, we analyze the first of the Mishnah, and on the surface level, it looks like Rabbi Shimon, and we stick with that, and we say that we make the Sefer like Rabbi Shimon. And now we're starting from the Sefer. We're looking at the Mishnah on a surface level. It looks like the Sefer of the Mishnah. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're saying the Sefer is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? And we hold that you ain't maschil boitza. He holds because of mukta machmas oitza. So man of Rabbi Yehuda, the east le mukta. Oh, but now we say the same thing. Ema reisha. What are you going to say about the reisha? Masculine, but Arimus at Teban. You can start taking from your hay stack, which you stored away your hay, right, to give to your behema. Yeah, asking on the Rabbi Shimon. That's going like Rabbi Shimon. Delays lay mukta. Doesn't have with mukta, so what's going on? So that's the Gemara note. We can explain the ratio even in a way that Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Yeah, that it's not mukta with your hay stack. Why? Hosan Batibna Saria. Over there, it's talking about Tibna. Beis, the prefix tivna is tevan, is straw. Sorry means it's like a ichi, it's rotting. It's rotting straw. It's starting to stink. Yeah, and your behemoth would not eat that, right? So you're not going to stir it away from the behemoth. It's just going to get worse, right? So therefore, you're not going to store it away, and therefore it's not. You're going to use it immediately, and it's not something you store away, and it's not oitzadik. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Ah, but says the Gemara, wait a second. Timna Saria. Oh, rotting straw. Ha chazilatina. It's good for using for your cement and your concrete to mix it in. It's a good binding agent. You could use that, actually. People have got storehouses of the stuff. So therefore, why is it not muksu machmas oitze? Right, it's not going to be used straight away. So answer the Gemara. Oh, but this is different, this straw. De East Bay koitzim. It has thin prickly bits, spikes in it. So since it's got spikes in it, yeah, they didn't used to have cement mixers. They used to do it by hand. You know, the old way, they used to mix the cement with the hands, and if it would have spikes in it, it would hurt the hands. So therefore, they wouldn't do it. So you can't use it for cement, and you can't use it for the animals either, right? Why can't you use it for the animals? Because it's rotten. So what are you going to use it for? You're going to use it for burning. And burning, you're going to use it for immediately. So this is not considered muksa machmas. Oh, it's turning the page. New Mishnah. Okay. Ein noitzlin. You can't take eitzim, right? You want to. This is, so eitzim generally is firewood. You can't take firewood from your sukkah, right? You can't burn parts of your sukkah down. Ela min asamochla. Except if it's just pieces of wood that are close to the sukkah. Right, yes, exactly. Very well done, Gil. Schach over here, we're going to start with the simple understanding of the schach, right? You're taking from the schach. Okay, so you can't take from the actual schach itself, but it sounds like you can take from the stuff that's close to the schach, maybe the extra. But the Gemara is going to say, ask on this, yeah? And there's also going to be different. There's also going to be a question over here. You're going to be where, which Yom Tov we're talking about over here as well, or which Chol HaMoed we're talking about. But anyway, now says the Gemara, my shna min a sukkah. Why can't, right? What's the difference from the sukkah? The low that you're not allowed to take from it. The kasasa that is soisa, right? He's breaking oil. It's soisa and oil, which is basically the malacha of soisa, right? There's boina v'soisa. Right, so you're not allowed to destroy things on, you know, buildings on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So minas samukla, which is quoting the Mishnah again, also nami dekar sosa oila. Also, if he's taking from the schach, is also soiserit. Okay, so what's going on? So basically, and we're assuming it's all talking about, as Gil said, the schach. So as comes along the answer now and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, my samach, what's samach over here? Samach l'dafanos is not what you thought. That you're allowed to do, you're allowed to take wood from your sukkah, is not talking about taking from the schach. It's talking about taking from the walls. And when they used to make the walls, Rashi points out, they used to basically support them by weaving them, tying them together. So over here, basically, you've got your walls that were woven together, and someone just like basically laid some other wood on the side of the sukkah, of the sukkah, and it's not connected. It's not part of the sukkah. So basically, it means you can take wood that's by the side of the sukkah, right? And there's no problem with soisa over here. And Rav Menashe in there, Omar, he has a different answer. He says, like we originally thought, Omar, afi lutema b'she'ein samach l'dafanos. You could even say, when it's not talking about, it's next to the walls. Kitanyahai it's actually on top, but it's talking about Isu Raisa. Basically, the prefix Isu Raisa is Lashon Osur, right? It's bound together. Basically, what people did, right? Rashi also points out the schach, yeah, maybe it wasn't so windy over where these schach, where these sukkahs were. They didn't used to tie it down. They used to just lay the schach on top without securing it. Yeah, and so then someone took a bundle of wood which was tied together and dumped it on top of the schach. But as soon as he didn't untie it, you can see that he doesn't want it to become part of the sukkah. It's a separate entity. So therefore, you could take it from there. Okay, we will stop there.